and all parts of that sales tax did not recognize the need that once the vote was approved, the next step was to get authorization under the statute, because the increment we asked for, 0.30, mm-hmm. While it worked mathematically, counties, interestingly enough, can only levy in 0.25 increments. So we have to seek an exemption. It's been done in the past. It's not uncommon to ask for that after the voters have taken an action. That way the legislature is in, you know, I imagine the optics of just ratifying what's been done locally rather than authorizing a tax increase and seemingly endorsing a tax increase before it goes to the, actually goes to the public vote. So, it's not uncommon. In fact, in the statute, we would be exemption FF, and there's four other counties in House Bill 2033 along with us. And so that's out there. I mean, certainly everybody that worked on it, including staff and elected officials and our bond counsel and attorneys for both entities, you know, all recognize that ideally we would have introduced this in 2018. It's legislative session. Interestingly enough, had we done it, the four counties that we're now coupled with in House Bill 2033 asked for similar things last year, and it got hung up in politics and didn't get approved. What makes this interesting is the Kansas Department of Revenue has gone ahead and been dispersing the sales tax to us. So there's a you know, there's an aspect of the state government side that missed this too. So you know, all in all, you know, I think, you know, eventually it works itself out. We hope it does this legislative session, but that's the background on, that's certainly the background on that bill.
I know also this week the Kansas Department of Transportation announced that they are going to be working on a bypass, the bypass around Garden City, hopefully beginning sometime this spring.